Se'if Kuf Chof Gimel, to go and sort out the Gabim with taking them from a mixture and taking them out in order to go and fold them and put them afterwards in the right place. Now, we learned before that if one does something in between the taking out, we're talking about when one takes out kolabel b'yodit, the first thing which came. You didn't take out especially one of them, because if you would dafka take out one, you want dafka that one which you took out, then it's a ma'isa from b'yodit. But if you took out the first one which came, if you didn't do a ma'isa b'yodit, but we said that if you take it out and afterwards you put it back in the right place, which you wanted, it's also ma'isa b'yodit. But if you do something in between, like if you clean the plate, or anything else, if it's talking about cutlery, you clean the cutlery, then it's something which stops and makes a separation between the first ma'isa which you did taking out and the putting away. So it's not considered a ma'isa from b'yodit. But here, you did something which is only in order to put it away. You only folded it. Folding is a part of putting it away. So some poskim want to say, even though folding is something which can separate between the taking out and the putting it away, so the folding is allowed to be done. That's what's the case. The case is, if you take it out, the first thing which came out, you didn't choose, and you folded it, like he wants to fold the clothes and put them in the cupboard. Some people say the sheshach brings down, and one's allowed to do that. But some people say that it is not enough important folding, and it's a matter which is also to do if you take it out in order to fold it and put it away. The same thing we said in Malachot before was, a person wants to take out a cutlery or plates and you want to dry them and put them away. It's the same thing as folding. So according to the Paskin who say here, you're allowed to do it, there will be the same thing will be that drying, putting it away, you're allowed to do it. According to the Paskin who says also, this will be also to do it. Se'if Kuf Chof Dalet. Now we want to learn about if you do b'yodit the ta'ot. He did b'yodit by mistake. What is b'yodit by mistake? You add a bowl of fruit, and he didn't know there was fruit there which was not so good to eat, ready to eat. So he took one out, and he saw, oh, it's not good to eat. That is no problem of b'yodit altogether. Why? Because he didn't know there is any bad there. He thought everything was good. So when he took it out, what did he want to do? He wanted to take out the good thing which he wanted to use. Even though at the end of the day, he realized he's not able to eat it. He's allowed to do that. It doesn't come out that at the end of the day, he didn't eat it. And if he didn't eat it, it would be psoilus. He's taking out psoilus and oichel. No, we don't say that. Because when he took it out, he took it out in order to eat it, no problem altogether. Kuf Chof Hei. Now, Kuf Chof Hei is discussing another case. In a case that you knew that in this place there is taruvas from bad and good. And even though he took out, and then he realized it's not good. Now, there are two cases here. It could be the case, he wants to take out the good. And it came out at the end of the day, he took out the bad. In such a case, everybody agrees it shouldn't be any problem, because even though he knew there was a mixture there, but what did he want to do now? He wanted to take out only the good. By mistake, he took out the bad. No problem from b'yodit. Even what he did it was 100% allowed, and he didn't do a ma'isa from b'yodit. Now what happens if he knew there was a mixture there? And he didn't specially take out something which is good. He didn't try to take out something which is good. He took his hands inside it and took what he's doing, and whatever came out, he took. In such a case, he didn't specially take out the good from the bad. But he realized at the end of the day that he took the bad out. So there is some Tuskim, some, I don't even want to say, in such a case, it is not allowed. You've done a Maisa from Boya. But the Tuskim for a Maisa, that one is not considered that he's done a Maisa from Boya. Even the Tuskim want to add on, even in the case when you've got a royal Tzedek, even in the case when you've got this mixture, most of it is bad, and you didn't look at you taking it out, you took out one, and at the end you took out the bad. Person will say, even though he didn't specially take out the bad, he wanted to take out really with the good, so it's not considered a Maisa from Boya.
Parak Gimel, Be'ef Kuf Chof Vav. We're now discussing a case which you've got objects which are one on top of each other in a pile. Now, a pile, one has to know that it's not so straightforward to the Mishnah Berurah that a pile is considered a taruvus altogether, a mixture altogether. Especially if you've got a pile from objects which are not small objects, which are quite big. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you've got a pile of objects which are one on top of each other, and you want to get to the object which is in the middle of the pile, in order to get to the object which is in the middle of the pile, you want to take off the top ones and come to the bottom part of the pile in order to take the object you want. Says the Mishnah Berurah, because we're not sure, so it's not so straightforward that objects which are big and objects which are one on top of each other is considered altogether a taruvus. And also, you've got another reason that it could be mutar, because you're taking off what you don't want, and you're not choosing what you want, because you're just taking off the top part of the pile in order to get to the bottom half of the pile. And it's not so straightforward altogether if you want to take off and get rid of what you don't want it altogether. Now you're just getting to the underneath, it's considered boya. So with these two tanoim, these two conditions, says the Mishnah Berurah, one's allowed to do it, you're allowed to do it. Now what did we say? That if a person's got a pile of objects, one on top of each other, and he wants to take off the top one in order to get to the bottom one, then if it is a pile which is one on top of each other, and it's also objects which are not too small, then there's no problem to take off the top part of the pile in order to get to the bottom part of the pile, and there's no problem of boyer with that. But there's the Orech Shabbos, that's only going to be allowed if you've got big objects. So if you've got papers or klapim is what you call cards, which are small, then Orech Shabbos wants to say maybe that couldn't be considered something big enough in order to say that you're allowed to take off the top one in order to get to the bottom one. If that is not the case, but the case is you don't know where the object which you want is, you're not sure where it is it on the top, is it in the bottom, or in the middle, and you take off the first one to look at it, and to say, is that the one which I want? Let me already learn before, that's not a problem from Boya altogether. If one does not want to take off the top one, but you want to take the middle one straight away, even if you want to use it afterwards, then it's considered boya oichel mitoch pseiles lachezman, which you're not allowed to do. That means the only hetter which we say is when you want to take off the top one in order to get it's disturbing you, take it away because it's disturbing you, then you're allowed to go and take it off in order to get to the bottom one. The cases which he says in Orech Shabbos, in the Mishnah Berurah, brings cases which are the examples for such cases. I mean, if you've got coats on a hook, one coat on top of each other. So it's the same case as you've got a pile, and you're allowed to take off at the top pile of the pile in order to get to the bottom one, because that's a big object, and you're only taking it off in order to get to the bottom part of the pile. But if you've got coats or some object, some begodim or something like that, which is on a table, and it's scattered one on top of each other, then that's not the case, we said, because it's not a pile. Only a pile, the Mishnah Berurah says, you're allowed to take off the top one in order to get to the bottom one, in order to use it.